Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Animals are amazing. Did you know that certain Antarctic fish have antifreeze in their blood? And that the Malabar gliding frog can leap from a branch and glide 115 times its own body length? I had to stop doing this after my first attempt. An animal that has me going batty lately, though, is, well, the bat. They're not our favorite animal. Bat stuffies don't sell so well. But take a close look at a bat's biology, and you quickly realize that this is a masterpiece of design. There are two major types of bats, baseball bats and cricket bats. Sorry. First, there's mega bats. They're mega big. You'll find them feasting on fruit in the tropics of Africa and Asia. I think we should leave them there. Then there are microbats, the little guys that look like winged rats. They eat bugs and small animals and come out at night to make you scream. And bats love to hang around together. Unless you count the diving speed of some birds of prey, bats own the record for fastest flight of any animal, 160 kilometers per hour or 100 miles per hour. To reach these insane speeds, a bat's wing can flap 12 times per second, as its heart skyrockets to 1,000 beats per minute and its body temperature soars to 42 degrees Celsius or 108 Fahrenheit. Other mammals would fry their brains at this temperature, but not the bat. To eat like a bat, you'd consume 10 large pizzas a night, like when my son's hockey team came over after a game. The common bat can consume 1,000 bugs in 1 hour, in pitch darkness, with very poor eyesight, using only sound. Say what? Well, the bat releases rapid pulses of sound so high we can't hear them. These sounds bounce back to the bat, giving them a detailed GPS setting of their surroundings, so they can navigate, flying in huge clusters at high speeds without smacking into each other. And they nab bugs in midair with laser-like precision. Amazing. And you know how they make new friends? With a sound wave. Ha! Bats can confuse scientists at times. Why? Well, small animals with quick metabolisms don't live long. Except for bats. They live about 10 times longer than our understanding of biology would predict. A mouse lives 1 to 2 years, a rat 2 to 4 years, but bats often live 20 years or longer. The oldest bat on record blew out 41 birthday candles before passing out. Stranger still, bats are well-known carriers of Ebola, rabies, and other diseases harmful to humans and other animals. But a bat can carry these bugs for life without sneezing or sniffling. How? We don't know. Bat scientists have a few ideas. Simply put, bat bodies are full of immune cells that our bodies create when we're fighting an infection. But these cells seem to permanently exist in bats. Researchers are studying bats to see how they can help us fight against viruses, with promising results. Scientists have used compounds in vampire bat spit to treat stroke victims and heart patients, and humans injected with certain bat immune cells have shown increased resistance to viral infection. See, I told you, bats are incredible. But the astounding bat is not made in God's image. You are. Uniquely fashioned with dignity, purpose, and incredible value, created to love and be loved, to create beautiful things, to care for His creation, to reflect His character to the world, to tell a joke to a kid. What do you get when you cross a vampire with an ice cube? Frostbite.
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.